Hi guys, it's Chris here from X3 News. We've got a Eurogamer special today, and here is the man himself, Jack Fuller.
Yes, I was at Eurogamer over the weekend. I'm a bit ill, so excuse my voice at the moment.
So, overall, man, how was it?
It was awesome. It was my first gaming exhibition, and it was incredible. It was really, really good fun. I met some cool people, talked to a few developers about different games. Mm-hmm. It was excellent.
Okay, really good fun. So I've got here a list of all the games you've checked out. I mean, yeah. there's a few here, man.
Yes. Okay. I was busy.
At the top of the list, obviously, your big game for this year, Halo 4.
You played
Flood Mode and Team Slayer. Now, I've seen some of the footage of Flood Mode. It looks pretty extreme.
It is.
They've
it
done
is.
Special models for the Flood Spartans. How was that, man?
It was really, really quick. It wasn't like a very, very slow-paced game mode. It was extremely fast. I think each... like round was over in under a minute. I think the key to winning it was definitely getting the high ground. So basically in this game, one of you starts off as a Flood,
yeah,
and they have to infect everyone else, and if the Flood character kills you, mm-hmm, then you become the Flood and you have to kill the last standing Spartan.
So it's a lot like Infection, but yes, with a new character models.
It's a maximum of 5 minutes each round, so last person has to survive for at least 5
okay,
minutes.
So
it is tough.
Nice and quick, though.
Yes, it is very, very quick.
Okay, so did this have the Promethean weapons unlocked during it?
No, I didn't get to try out any Promethean weapons in the Halo 4, which was a bit upsetting, but it was good playing as Flood. I also played Team Slayer, which is excellent. Really good fun. You now have the Battle Rifle, the DMR, all these different
all the classics
guns
are still there.
The assault rifle is there if you want it.
Yeah, okay.
Really, really excellent fun. And I came top, so I'll just throw that in.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the ego
Jack,
boost.
Jack the champion.
Yes, it was fantastic. And I had a mate there who'd never played Halo before.
Yeah.
And this just shows how accessible it is. We played our first game of Team Slayer and he came second. Now, I've the
person okay,
team...
okay. The people at the expo must have been pretty crap.
Yeah, they weren't good, but it just shows how easy it is to pick up.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun game, fun game.
Yeah,
so
very good
game. It's shaping up, then.
Yes.
Okay, next we've got Assassin's Creed 3, which, to be honest, I am really psyched for. Okay, you played combat and naval mode. Now,
yes.
First of all, the naval mode, how was that?
It was quite good fun, actually. I really enjoyed it. I never played the tower defense mode in Revelations, but I get the feeling it's along the same line, but naval felt really, really good.
So wait, do you actually steer the boat?
Yes, you are steering the boat, and you can tell your crew to take cover and stuff. I don't know how it's going to fit in the universe, because I never really associate an assassin with a naval commander.
Okay. Where do the British come from if you're in the US?
True. But he was born, he's half Native American, half British.
You can imagine yourself shooting some ships.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
And what's good is you get a load of different ammo types. So you get the ones that take down the mast, you know, the cannonballs that attach by chain. And it's all tactical. You've got to choose which ammo you want to use. So you can use the standard cannonballs, or you have this tiny little old-fashioned machine gun sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's all kind of really, really different. It's kind of tactical. And there were three ships. One of them I had to board and the other two I had to take down. I had to take down the two before I could board the other one.
Yeah.
And it was excellent, excellent fun. It can be a bit dodgy in terms of controls, but the wave system, the actual sea is fantastic. Sometimes you go up really high waves and you can almost feel a bit motion sick. you know me and my motion sickness.
But it doesn't feel tacked on.
It doesn't actually... it could feel a bit tacked on. It depends how fluidly they put it into the game.
Okay, very nice. So Assassin's Creed 3 is looking good
It is looking good. And the mission that I played was excellent. You know, I usually moan about the 100% sinking thing with the different mission
objectives.
Yeah,
and weirdly enough, the Assassin Guild. And,
yeah.
And just the whole game.
This was good. Okay, there were three aims in this mission.
Yeah.
First one, you had to go through it undetected.
Nice.
Okay, so it's just showing off
the stealth missions.
Yes. The other one was you had to perform 3 ledge assassinations. So that's when you're on the ledge and pull them off.
Yeah.
And the other one was during a specific battle, you could only take 33% damage.
Okay.
You couldn't take any more. And it was really, really good. I failed on every single one of them. Which
well, that's
was...
the thing with 100% sync. You can if you want to.
I know, but I was playing with a PlayStation controller, so I wasn't used to the controls.
Oh,
I haven't played...
a bad workman, my friend.
I know, I haven't played Assassin's Creed for a while, so I was a bit iffy on the controls as well. It was really good fun. And what I liked was, depending on how much damage you took, kind of reflected in the cutscenes, the more blood Connor had on his, assassin's uniform. Yeah. It was excellent. It was really, really, okay, good. Really
so,
accurate.
So, looking forward to that. Yeah. Really accurate.
Because I took a real beating during that.
Very nice.
And they've changed up the combat as well. So, you know how you could usually counter?
I've heard killing in motion is a new thing.
It's much harder to counter. You know, in the old Assassin's Creed, you
Oh, the old game, it was just a rhythm game.
Yeah, it was. This one's much harder. It feels more realistic.
You've got to chain kills more effectively.
Yeah.
Because recently in like Revelations and things, that's been the only way to really win.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. More offensive.
It is good.
Okay, Dishonored, that's quite close to our hearts. We did a few previews of that.
We saw the IGN preview, didn't we? It was much harder than I expected it to be. When we saw the preview, the guy kind of burnt through it. Didn't have too much trouble, did he?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. He said, at the IGN preview, they reckoned it was heavily based on Thief. And Thief is a hard game, but really rewarding. And I'm looking forward to that. I mean, if it pulls off like a proper first-person stealth game, we haven't had one of those in a very long time.
No, agreed.
Closest one was Deus Ex, I think, but that was a bit shooty. Yeah.
What I like about Dishonored compared to Deus Ex is I was having this conversation with a mate of mine who supports the site, and he said, when I wrote a preview on it after we came back from the IGN preview, and I said Dishonored's like the ultimate freedom. And what I meant by that was Deus Ex kind of it doesn't penalise you, but it prefers you to take the stealth.
Yeah,
way,
it definitely
doesn't it?
Does.
It prefers
In fact,
that.
If you do non-lethal, you stealth your whole way through and knock people out.
Yeah.
As you go, you can just EXP whore.
Whereas Dishonored doesn't really have that preference. You can go in kind of blazing. But I think with Dishonored, the real trick is to think about what you have to do. You really have to plan out your game strategy.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you can't just go in and, hey, okay, oh, I'll do a bit of stealth here and then do a bit of guns blazing here. It doesn't work like that. If you mess up, you can be really punished by the game.
Okay. So it's looking challenging then?
Yes.
Okay. Very nice. Looking forward to that.
It comes out next week on the 12th.
Ooh.
Same day as Pokemon Black and White 2.
Very nice.
I know. It's going to be an expensive day.
So, yeah, expensive week. Okay, next you've got DMC, the new Devil May Cry.
Yes.
Okay, not sure what to think about this as of yet.
Well, it's different for me because I never really played a DMC game. I've played Bayonetta.
Yeah.
But the new Devil May Cry, it was good. I was playing it. It was one of the games that didn't have really much of a queue. Just hopped on it straight away. And within 5 minutes, I was kind of bored. Like, I got the whole gist of everything, but it just wasn't gripping me. It also didn't help that there was no sound. It was just one of those stands where you just go on and play.
Okay.
I couldn't actually hear any of the dialogue or anything.
You're not a big third-person action gamer.
No, I'm not
anyway.
A big third person.
But, I'm like I said, it looks like it's going to have some decent combos and stuff in it, and it looks like it's going to have some decent mechanics, but I could not abide by the new Dante.
Okay, fair enough.
I shouldn't take things on just appearances alone, but he just looks like such a twat.
He does look a bit of a prick, but... I mean, I was enjoying it, but it was just a bit boring.
Okay, Need for Speed Most Wanted 2.
Okay, first I should preface this with I played Need for Speed Most Wanted 2 and Grid 2, and I am awful at anything that involves racing and fighting. So, actually, no.
Many games is that?
Okay, I'm rubbish at fighting games like Street Fighter.
You're rubbish at arcade fighters.
Yeah, specific fighting games. And racing games I'm pretty bad at. Need for Speed Most Wanted 2 bored me. Really, really boring. It's just like races. It's just like any other racer. There's nothing amazing about it.
Is it? I wouldn't suppose you'd know if it was still Criterion. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's usually a good sign. I mean, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit was really, really good.
Yeah.
That was a step right back
this
in the
feels
direction.
A lot different to Hot Pursuit, though.
Less crashing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm disappointed with that already.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll just move on from there. Yeah. Oh, in fact, no, you could be fair. You were saying about Grid.
Yeah, Grid 2, I actually went to the developer conference for it, and they were trying to pitch it like, oh, it's all this new stuff. And at the end, it's the same as every other racing game. One thing I was really impressed with is their new physics engine.
Yeah.
That looks really, really accurate. Almost too accurate, so you get these really ridiculous crashes.
Nice.
Where your car's just like in pieces. It's ridiculous. And you can turn it off or you can just have it visualized. So you can see the damage, but it doesn't actually affect your car.
Oh, yeah, we've had that before.
Which is really, really good. Yeah, their physics engine looks fantastic. Really good. But so apart from that, it's fine.
New,
I mean, it's boring.
New.
it's just the same old racing games.
Now, you haven't actually got it down here, but I thought you might want to bring it up. What do you think of Peter Molyneux's Q?
Oh, yes, I went to the Peter Molyneux talk because he's now a hero of mine. He was a hero anyway, but I played all the Fable games.
22 Cans, that's
Yeah, his new studio is 22 Cans, and they're going to be releasing a new... It's almost an experiment rather than a game.
It's really weird.
It is really, really weird. So he's releasing a game called Curiosity.
Yeah.
Which is a cube which is made up of 60 billion smaller cubes. And the aim of the game is to whittle down the cube to find what's inside. And apparently, I quote, whatever's inside is going to be life-changing and make the news. So it's more of an experiment.
So yeah, it's the new World of Warcraft or Half-Life 3. It's just hidden in the core of his cube.
It could be anything in that cube.
You see, that's the problem with it now. I'm really interested.
Yeah, I know. And it's a free app. Yeah. So you might as well download it if you've got an iPhone. It's coming out on Android a bit later.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting. So
the cube already been gone by then.
Yeah, maybe. Some of the developers at 22 Cans reckon it'll be gone in the first few days, but I can't see that happening.
They've worked it out as everybody in the world needs to tap it at least 10 times.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people.
Yeah, but not everyone has a smartphone.
No, I know that much.
I know, so it's going to be interesting. It's a really cool experiment.
Yeah, that's looking pretty cool. You should check it out, guys, and speculate what's inside.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so Gears of War Judgment, over on note.
Yeah, game of the show for me, really, Gears of War. I went in not expecting much from Judgment. It feels like it's kind of they're pulling apart the franchise. They're drawing out as much as they can. They're like taking blood from a stone sort of thing, getting out as much as they can. And it felt completely different. Really, really good. They've trying to kind of put in the smallest mechanical changes, and it feels much different. It's much faster. It's actually being developed by People Can Fly, the same guys who did Bulletstorm.
Oh.
But it's been published by Epic Games, so some new developers.
Is it still Marcus Fenix?
Yeah, no, it's not Marcus Fenix. It's Baird and Cole. It's a prequel.
Yeah, okay.
So what they've done is, you know, in Gears of War you had to change weapon using the D-pad.
Yeah.
You can now do the first person shooter thing where you just quickly change with the Y button.
Yeah.
Makes it much faster. And now you know how you had to aim grenades.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that. Just press the left bumper. But what I played,
so it's a bit more Call of Duty.
It is a bit more Call of Duty, but it works. It's much more fast paced, which is still good, and it still balances well with the third person cover mechanics, which is excellent.
Okay.
So what I played was the Overrun mode.
Yeah.
Which is a combination of beast mode and horde mode. So basically the cogs are defending a generator, which the locusts are attacking. So if you're a locust team, you have 5 minutes to destroy this generator, and the cogs have 5 minutes to defend it. It's really, really hard to defend it.
Both have infinite spawn, right?
Yes, okay. Both have infinite spawn. Really, really hard to defend it. Basically, as locusts, you gain points for breaking down barricades and stuff, like you do in hordes.
Yeah.
And those points can be spent on getting bigger and badder locusts, so you can have a mauler, you know, the ones with the shield and the mauler thing. And you can play as... Oh, what are those crab things?
Tickers.
Yeah, you can play as tickers, you can play as them. And lots of different enemies as well.
Yeah, okay.
And it's all about tactics, breaking down the cog and destroying this generator. Likewise, the cog have different classes. So you have Engineer, who is equipped with a blowtorch, which works as any other weapon. And you can...
blowtorch people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Does the blowtorch come with a chainsaw attached?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, shame.
So you use the blowtorch to fix barricades and stuff, and that gets you points.
A bit of Battlefield 3.
If you're the Scout class, it adds a bit of verticality, so you can climb up and get to the sniper points.
Oh, okay.
So you just snipe any incoming locust. Soldier does exactly what it says on the tin. You get a boom shot and just absolutely blow the shit out of the locust. Medic heals people.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. It's all about balancing. At the Eurogamer, wherever you sat defined on what class you were, but that doesn't work on online, so you can choose. So you can have 5 engineers or 5 scouts. So it's really about balancing your team.
Yeah.
And I played it with 2 other mates, and we were just sitting there. You have your headsets on, but you're just like giving each other signals. You're telling them where to go. It's a fantastic piece of gameplay. It's really, really great fun. Yes. Best multiplayer mode that I've played in a long while. It is fantastic.
And we're playing Borderlands 2 at the moment.
I know. I mean, Borderlands 2 multiplayer, I see more as a campaign gameplay sort of thing.
Yeah, true.
Whereas this is a dedicated multiplayer mode.
It sounds like a combination of Battlefield 3 and Halo's Invasion mode.
Yeah, it is. It is very much like that.
It sounds good. It's
fantastic.
I'm looking forward to giving it a go. Okay, what do we have next? We have Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider.
Ah, see, I want to play this new Tomb Raider game, and I managed to, but it was really, really boring demo.
Yeah.
Really, really boring. Basically, Lara Croft's been, like, beaten up by nature, pretty much.
Yeah.
She is groaning and moaning. She's possibly the most clumsiest person in a video game ever. She's constantly falling over.
Yeah.
She's covered in blood. And the aim of the...
So it's just it's tantamount to Gorp, or...
Pretty much. The aim of the demo is you've got to start a fire, hunt down some deer, and get yourself some food to survive the night.
It sounds more like Far Cry now.
It is a survival mode kind of thing.
Far Cry with tits.
It is, pretty much. And so it was good fun. The platforming solid, really, really good.
Okay.
Oh, that was another thing about Assassin's Creed 3. Sorry, just...
straight off topic.
Sorry, straight off topic. At the beginning of the Assassin's Creed 3 demo, you're on a ship, a small little boat, and you get put on this cliff, and you've got to climb up the cliff. The way you climb up the cliff is absolutely phenomenal. You know, in the old Assassin's Creed, there was obvious what you had to grab onto. There's nothing like that. You just climb, so you use all the crevices in the rock. Mm-hmm. It's really, really natural. It's fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to the whole tree climbing as well.
Yeah.
Like, even though it's still the same climbing mechanic, it just feels a lot more natural. It's fantastic. So, sorry.
Better animation.
Yeah, better animation.
Back onto Tomb Raider, you interrupting prick.
I know, I'm sorry. Back onto Tomb Raider. Yeah, I just played it. I mean, it's interesting. They just didn't show off enough of, like, the gunplay. You used the bow and arrow.
Is there much gunplay?
I don't know. You used a bow and arrow, which is good. That was good fun. But you're just killing deer. I mean, there's not really much to it. And it's open world.
If they kill my Tomb Raider, I'll be very upset.
I think it looks promising. It's a very good-looking game.
I mean, we haven't had a good Tomb Raider for yonks.
I know. And it's a reboot, so it's an interesting take on Lara Croft in her younger years.
When she was crap.
Yeah, and when she's actually... Her journey of becoming an adventurer. But apart from that...
I don't know, we did a bit of that in Revelations.
Yeah.
There was a whole flashback section, and we're taught how to jump.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not sure how this is going to fit in with the actual ethos.
It's one to watch. The demo didn't grab me and say, oh, I've got to buy it.
Good-looking graphics.
It's very good-looking. It's an excellent-looking game. And Lara Croft still has it.
Oh, yeah, well, she's younger now.
I know.
It's getting a bit creepy, man.
It is.
Okay, okay. Next we've got Hitman Absolution.
Okay, this is really hard for me to kind of review.
Because you've never played
a Hitman game.
What is wrong with you?
I know. And I didn't manage to pull off one successful assassination.
Seriously?
It was really...
Well, he hasn't told me that yet.
It was really, really bad. I managed to kill the guy, but I never got away. And the guys behind me, I could hear, was like, this guy is so shit. I really didn't have a clue what I was doing.
To be fair, though, we've talked to another mate who is a Hitman, like, veteran, and he said himself, it's a really hard game.
It's super hard. It's really
hard.
He's
got fucking police officers running into his kitchen checking the bin for dead bodies. I know. Like,
it's not an accessible game.
No.
You've got to be quite a hardcore fan to really enjoy it.
See, the thing is with Hitman, though, Hitman, similar to Dishonored, it's always had a lot of options on how to approach a situation.
Yeah.
You've got to be really well planned out. So if they've done that right, this could be a very good game.
Yeah, I think it is a good game. The quality's there. It's just how accessible it is to new players. That's the key. Nowadays, you can't close off a game to an audience. You can't cater to your hardcore fan base. You've really got to open it up to people. And if it's too hard, it's going to be off-putting. Like Dark Souls, for example.
I don't know. Dark Souls sold very well,
I suppose, yeah. But Hitman's not obviously hard, but when you try it, it really is.
I mean, games nowadays get praised for difficulty. Cause it's
yes,
not
they
you,
do.
It's not something you find as often anymore.
No, I know. Games have got easier over the past decade.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, for old Mario, man. Old Mario. Okay, next we got Far Cry 3.
Oh, Far Cry 3 was great fun. I booted it up. It was on the PC version. And instantly, my guy didn't have hands.
Oh, okay. So, serious graphical glitches.
There was graphical glitches.
God, if they haven't sorted that out for Eurogamer, that's not a good sign.
I know. The supervisor had to kind of like shut down the whole game and reboot it up. It was quite a big bug.
It was happening to a lot of people.
Yes, I heard that it happened to another one of my mates. But basically, it was
really... So they decided to turn it off and turn it back on again.
It was pretty bad. But once I got into it, it was really, really good. Vehicle driving was a bit clunky, and some of the camera work was a bit...
I think the
funny.
Vehicle driving in Far Cry has always been a bit off.
Yeah, because,
well, it's a bit realistic.
It worked really well as a first-person shooter, and the other Chris from our course, he said that he enjoyed playing it with keyboard and mouse, but I prefer...
Yeah, didn't he say there was some, like, lag on the controllers?
Yeah, I felt there was a bit of lag, but not too much, because I'm a console player.
I think, to be honest, that's optimization, and possibly even the controllers they're using.
Yeah.
I wouldn't judge control... how effective controls are at this stage.
Though, going back to the Halo 4 thing, they were playing it on those massive Sony, like, really OLED?
OLED?
OLED screens. That's it. And
nice.
But there's such a huge amount of screen lag between moving the controllers and your character on screen. They're not good gaming monitors at all.
I don't know. OLED TVs are usually quite good.
It felt really, really kind of stiff, and there was quite
It's quite possible they tried to speed it up so to keep the frame rate up.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, that would cause controller lag with a smooth picture. Yeah. That's something to watch for, then. Potentially bad frame rate in Halo 4.
I know.
Wish you'd shared that with me earlier.
Sorry.
I feel hurt. Okay, finally, we have F1 race stars.
Oh, yeah, star of the show. Star of the show. Formula 1 race star. No, it wasn't really.
God, are we being sponsored here, mate?
No. I just jumped on with a mate, and it was multiplayer. And the best way to describe it is Mario Kart with Formula 1 drivers. You can play as Lewis Hamilton, Alonso, Schumacher.
King Boo.
No, not King Boo, I'm sorry. And you drive around. It's got a few interesting...
You drive around?
I know, funny.
Oh, an F1 game where you drive around.
You pick up powers and you shoot them at people. What's interesting is they've put in a pit stop mechanic.
Mm.
So you take damage and it slows you down and you've got to go into the pit stop and kind of rebuild.
Yeah, Forza's had that for a while.
Something you don't have in Mario Kart, and it adds just...
Obviously.
Adds just another level of... gameplay, which is interesting, and it can really change a match.
What are some of the power-ups you'd get?
Oh, just a normal boost. You know, like the banana equivalent for Mario Kart.
No red shell.
Yeah, you get red shells. But yeah, they're in the form of, like, red bubbles.
Oh, okay.
So you just shoot them out. It's very cartoony.
Kind of like Blur.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's all we got for today. Eurogamer was an excellent conference by the sounds of it. If you could sum it up in a sentence, what would you say?
Oh, no, you asked me.
Put him on the spot.
It was fantastic. In one word, it was just fantastic. I mean, I lost my voice.
That's three words.
I'm recovering still.
Okay.
And it's Wednesday.
Yeah, true. Okay, so it looks like it's going to be a good year for gaming. Keep an eye out for more of our podcasts. We'll be back next week with some more. I will catch you later, guys.
See you later.